Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News.
After the explosive Vanderpump Rules finale, of course, there was only one person we wanted to hear from, and Bravo listened to our prayers and delivered Miss Queen Born Cool Ariana Madix on Watch What Happens Live for a one-on-one with Andy.
Not only did she look absolutely stunning, she is thriving, and she did not hold back.
We're going to break down all of the highlights, but before we do, make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo breaking news.
So we got a lot of interesting tidbits from Ariana. This was the perfect, you know, platform for her to tell her side of the story. Of course, we're going to hear it at the reunion, but I loved that Andy decided to do this one-on-one. So of course, he starts off with kind of some rapid fire scandal questions. And she basically says that Tom's apology on the show was just laughable. I mean, we said it, we'll say it again. It was just excuse after excuse, and it wasn't a real apology.
Yeah, and I think we all, you know, witnessed that. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is she admits that she now and again would check Tom's phone.
He would say, I was at Schwartz's, and I would say, really? Let me see your phone. And he would say, sure, here you go.
And I never thought that, you know, they had that kind of relationship. And she kind of says, like, I didn't expect that he was cheating, but she just knew, like, something was going on with him mentally. And so she was going through and, like, seeing his text messages. He would give her his phone willingly. And now that made sense, his comment on the finale where he said, normally I would have deleted something like that, referring to the FaceTime recording with Raquel, because he had gotten so used to probably sending a message, deleting, and kind of living this double life so that he could maintain that front to Ariana that he wasn't doing anything wrong. What's your take on that when she was talking about that?
So there is an interesting tidbit that she shared. I think it was on the after show, which I caught a little bit of on Twitter. She said that he actually had this calculator app on his phone that is made to hide stuff on your phone. I don't know whether it's photos. I don't know whether it's text messages. I don't know how it works. But ladies, if your man has a sketchy calculator app on his phone that is not the official iPhone calculator, you better go into it and check it out because something's up.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was really, really rough. So she also shared that, you know, she was actually excited to have that conversation with Raquel at Sur, which was probably one of the cringiest moments of the season. You know, they're talking about her and Tom's sex life. And, you know, she said she was actually, you know, excited to have that with Raquel, to talk about it with somebody who she thought was her best friend. Like, oh my God.
Poor Ariana. But you know what? I will say, she seems easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. You know, like, she is thriving. She's doing amazing. She genuinely looks happy. She looks just light on her feet. And I think that's because she lost 175 pounds of dead weight that was dragging her down.
100%.
Andy also asks about, you know, Tom's claim that he tried multiple times to break up with her. And Ariana says, no, that's not true. I mean, we saw, like, in the episode, they kind of touched on that. And it's like, maybe they had a conversation. And in Tom's mind, that was like him trying to break up. But Ariana was like, if you were truly trying to break up with me, then, like, you need to leave the house. Like, you need to not come and sleep in the same bed as me. That's not breaking up behavior.
Exactly. We also got some insight into kind of what their status is now. And basically, even though Ariana wants out, they're still living together.
Are you still both living in the house?
Yes.
Which is shocking to me. Like, I'm sure Ariana has many other places to stay. She shared on the episode that even Lisa offered her a place to stay, yet they're both in the house. They do not interact on any level, and they have basically go-betweens.
We have go-betweens. So either Logan or Tom's assistant.
I could not believe this. Like, why are they both still there? Is it like a pride thing? Are they both just super stubborn? I mean, she wants to sell the house, but, like, in the meantime, go stay at Villa Rosa, you know? Like, I just, it feels unhealthy for them to be under the same roof together. You know, she talks about how, like, in a sick way, she thinks that even though it's negative attention that Tom is receiving, he's still enjoying the attention for whatever it is. And I think that's true. I think he's kind of the mindset of like, well, everyone's talking about me and I'm what matters. And even though it's in a poor light, it doesn't matter to him.
Not surprising whatsoever. So we were hit with this bombshell yesterday that Tom and Raquel had broken up. Raquel had, in fact, this time dipped out, and she said that Sandoval was not the one for her. But Ariana has a different story because she said that she actually received a letter from Raquel to Tom at the house just 4 days earlier. I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, so at first I was like, well, yeah, then they're probably still in touch. But then I was like, well, maybe that's the breakup letter.
I went there too.
Yeah, like if she presumably doesn't have her phone wherever she's at or doesn't have access to it, you know, and she's writing letters, like maybe that was the breakup letter. So I don't know. I still think that there could be some truth to it.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. She also said that basically, to no one's surprise, Raquel showed zero remorse at the reunion. So that's going to be a really, really, really rough road for Raquel, I'm sure.
I'm really just trying to understand her behavior, like psychologically. Like, is she one of those people who, in uncomfortable situations, just like can't show the proper emotion? Like, does she laugh at funerals? You know how there's people who like that just happens? Or is she just like incapable of showing remorse? Like, it's fascinating to me. And if anyone's this, you know, psychologist out there, like we want to know, like, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I don't know. The only way I can explain it is sociopathic behavior. I mean, that's just what makes sense to me, and that's what I'm going to stick with. So I don't know. And, you know, we heard about Miami Girl on the episode Justice for Miami Girl, but Ariana gives us a little bit more info about how that went down. So she actually has known all along that Tom and Miami Girl hooked up. It was before they were officially dating, she says. And so she kind of just let it slide and has basically, you know, defended Tom every time this has come up since that moment, which I'm sure she looks back on and regrets deeply.
Yep. Andy also asks, like, if she regrets kind of not paying more attention to what Lala and Katie were trying to tell her about Raquel. And, you know, she kind of says, like, I was trying to be the best friend to Raquel that I could be in that moment.
Their intuition was clearly on. I was doing my best to be the best friend to Rachel that I could be. And so I don't regret doing that.
Like, in that moment, she didn't have all the information. And I think that just shows that, like, Ariana, at her core, like, is a good person. And she, you know, she's not saying that, like, she regrets being friends with her. She's just saying, like, I was treating her like a friend, and you know, I couldn't have done it any differently because I didn't have the information.
Ariana is basically like too nice for her own good. She believes the best in people, and she's going to, you know, see that until they stab her in the back. But I'm sure she has learned a lot from this experience. The best part of the show probably was that she did not use the name Raquel once. Raquel is no longer there. It is Rachel. And I think that we should, you know, follow Ariana's lead, and it should be Rachel from here on out.
Yeah, Raquel, I don't know her, was basically the vibe that she was putting out, and I was here for it.
So here for it. So Ariana is continuing to live her best life. She is on the Today Show. She did an article on the New York Times that just dropped today. I mean, there is nothing but positive things coming for her, and I cannot wait to see what's next.
So excited for her. I think this was all for the best. And, you know, looking back, she's going to say, obviously, she wished it didn't happen this way, but like a blessing in disguise.
100%. So we have 3 more weeks of reunions to cover on Bravo Breaking News. I'm sure there will also be a Secrets Revealed coming up, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any more recaps or updates to come. Bye, everyone.